Hi everyone, I'm Belinda, and you're listening to Us and Tomorrow. Today we are going to talk about quantum teleportation. Quantum teleportation is a real thing. Sort of. It's not like Star Trek where you disappear from one place and reappear in another. It's more like copying and pasting particles, which sounds harmless until you realize that copying and pasting particles is basically just destroying the original and hoping the copy turns out okay. So how does it really work? Here's the short version. Scientists use something called quantum entanglement, and this is where two particles, particle A and particle B, are linked in such a way that whatever happens to one instantly affects the other, even if they're light years apart. We don't fully understand why it works. Einstein literally called it like spooky action at a distance, but it does. In teleportation, scientists entangle particle A with particle B, then take the information about particle A's quantum state and essentially imprint it onto particle B. The original particle is destroyed in a process. And voila, you have a perfect copy somewhere else. This is amazing science, but right now it's only been done with single particles like photons, atoms, or ions. And we are very far away from teleporting anything bigger than, say, a grain of dust. And teleporting humans, yeah, it's like saying we built a Lego tower, so now we're ready to construct the entire International Space Station using spaghetti. Also, there's a small problem. Your body has around 30 trillion cells. Each cell is made up of quadrillions of molecules. To teleport you, we'd have to map and destroy every single particle in your body and reassemble it perfectly on the other side, which means you would be completely obliterated before the copy appears. So is that copy really you, or is it just a really convincing replica that thinks it's you? Best case scenario, you arrive safely. Worst case scenario, you arrive with your arms attached to where your legs should be and your internal organs in alphabetical order. And what happens if there's a Wi-Fi glitch halfway through? Do you end up missing an ear? Do you get half of someone else? Because I'm sorry, but if I teleport and come out with Brad Pitt's left eyebrow fused to my forehead, I am suing. And who is maintaining the servers your entire body data is stored on? Because I'm willing to bet they are the same people who run airline websites. So good luck not being accidentally deleted during a system update. Quantum teleportation sounds cool, but let's be real. Until we can move a sandwich across the room without turning it into glowing dust, I am not volunteering, because I enjoy being three-dimensional and mostly intact. Thanks for listening to Us and Tomorrow. I am Belinda, and if anyone tries to teleport me, I'll politely decline because I like my molecules exactly where they are. Until next time, keep dreaming of tomorrow.